George, great to see you again. Great to talk music, talk Frenchman, and talk about something special. A few dates coming up this week with a special guest, and I'm going to let you tell me about your friend Andy Stein.
Yeah, we met Andy about probably 6 years ago at the Jazz at Chautauqua Festival, which happens every September, and of course immediately got along famously. He sat in with us during that festival. He and our violinist Paul Patterson became fast friends, of course, and kind of gave each other lessons and stuff and traded violin stuff. So we've had this relationship with Andy for quite a while, and now we finally get an opportunity to bring him to Cincinnati to play with us along with Paul. So we will be a two-violin quintet.
Extravaganza. Give us a little bit of Andy's background for the folks who don't know Andy Stein.
Lifelong musician, classically trained violinist, also plays the bass sax, co-founding member of Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. Has worked with a laundry list of musical greats through the years. Most people probably would recognize his name and his face from working on A Prairie Home Companion for the last, 15 years at least. I could read you the list of people he's worked with. It's rather stunning. But the important thing is that there's a musical connection with us. He's a big sort of Joe Venuti devotee, has put out a couple of discs of just stuff referencing Venuti, who was a jazz violinist who predates Stefan Grappelli, actually, who is kind of more of what we're about. Just a beautiful fit, and can't wait to play with him.
Speaking of a beautiful fit, now the four of you guys, and then when you play with Joe from time to time on clarinet.
Yeah, Joe Lukasik.
You've been playing so long together that you have a chemistry there. You feed off each other. You can pretty much know when the other one's going to do something. When you bring someone new like Andy in, even though he's been playing his entire life, is there a reorganization? Is there a relearning of how to do things, how to step it out and all?
Well, having not rehearsed with him yet, you know, that will remain to be seen. But from playing with him to this point, it's just such an easy, automatic, fun fit that I don't expect a lot of sort of torturous rehearsals. I think it's something we'll just walk right into and have a blast from the get-go.
Well, you have three dates coming up this weekend, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on Saturday. Tell us the venues you'll be playing along with Andy.
This Wednesday, we will be at La Poste in Clifton. That's the space where we got our start. It was known as Tinks for a long time. We played there for 7.5 years. So we'll be there Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock with Andy as the first of the three dates. And then the next day, we head up north, and we will play in Lakeside, Ohio, at a place called Lakeside Chautauqua. And that's the date that kind of precipitated this whole round of activity. And then we'll come back to Cincinnati and play Saturday night at the Blue Wisp downtown.
Let's backtrack a little bit to La Poste, because you've got some news to share with Frenchman fans about that venue.
Yes. Andy Stein aside for the moment, we will start a Wednesday residency at La Poste beginning in September. So it'll be an every Wednesday Faux Frenchman at La Poste event.
And again, that's the former Tinks. That's right off of Ludlow on Telford Avenue,
right?
Telford Avenue. It's a great venue, and they I would imagine, still have food and dinners and such, correct?
The food is, go there for the food and enjoy the Frenchman while you're there.
Now, does Andy bring anything new as far as repertoire into the group when you'll be playing with him?
We'll find out once he gets into town. We've kind of chatted about things. Our hope is to actually record a tune with him while he's here. And where that'll end up long term remains to be seen. But yeah, we talked about what we might want to record together while he's in town. And yeah, he's seen us enough, and we've seen him enough that we'll just sit down and say, we know this one, know this one. Okay, here we go. It's such an easy, fast fit that surprises will happen naturally.
You know? You mentioned the saxophone of some sort, bass sax, was it?
Yeah.
Will he be performing on that as
he'll
well?
He'll be flying in from Colorado, and I suspect he will leave that in New York, so I'm not counting on that. I would love to put that on some of our recordings, though. We've got some tunes that just want that Adrian Rollini sound. So,
well, speaking of which, what is the state of Frenchman recordings coming up in the future?
We are still writing. We've gotten to the point where we're learning and arranging each other's compositions. We've gotten together a few times, just kind of pre-production. We've learned a tune that Paul and Don co-wrote. We've learned one of mine, and I know Brian has one on the front burner that's nearly ready to be presented. So I think our approach is just kind of fall in good time, let the thing find itself in terms of time frame. Obviously, everybody being involved in other projects, it's always not easy to get together and work that stuff out. But it happens on its own time frame.
And if you do find yourself recording with Andy, that would more than likely wind up on the new one as well?
Well, I haven't heard it yet. So.
We'll keep you posted on that. Three gigs with the Frenchman and Andy Stein coming up. Two of them in town this week, Wednesday, beginning at 8 at La Poste, which will be their new residency on Telford in the Gaslight District of Clifton. Then on Saturday at the Blue Wisp, and sandwiched in between a short drive, probably a four-hour drive up north to the beautiful community of Lakeside on Lake Erie for Lakeside Chautauqua.
Can I also just mention, we'll be in New York State at Jazz at Chautauqua, which if you're a jazz purist or just a jazz lover, an amazing festival at an idyllic location. Google Jazz at Chautauqua in Chautauqua, New York, and check it out because it is worth it.
And that's something you've been doing for the past several years.
I think this will be our seventh year.
Is it that long?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, George, thanks. Always good to catch up with you, and we look forward to the next Faux Frenchman gig.
Thank you, Brian.
George Cunningham with me, and I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.